Now here's Patrick Hicks with poetry from Studio 47.
This is poetry from Studio 47. Welcome. Today's poet is Victoria Chang. Chang was born in Detroit, Michigan, in 1970, and she grew up in West Bloomfield. She got interested in poetry at a young age when her school had a writing contest, and it was then that she learned she not only liked writing, but that she liked unexpected endings to stories. She attended the University of Michigan, where she graduated with a degree in Asian Studies, and from there she attended Harvard, where she received an MA, also in Asian Studies. Shortly after that, she went to Stanford, where she got an MBA, which was quickly followed by an MFA in poetry from Warren Wilson College. She has written a number of collections, including Circle, Salvinia Malestra, The Boss, and Barbie Chang. She has also written a children's book entitled Is Mommy? Chang has won a McDowell Fellowship, a Sustainable Arts Foundation Fellowship, a Pushcart Prize, a Penn Center USA Literary Award, and a Guggenheim, to name but a few. She lives in Los Angeles, where she teaches in Antioch University's MFA program, and she serves on the National Book Critics Circle Award. Today's poem is Eva Braun at Berchtesgaden. Eva Braun, of course, was Hitler's longtime girlfriend. They first met thanks to his professional photographer, and they were in a relationship since 1932. Her proximity to the Führer, however, was kept a secret from the German people because Hitler didn't want the public to know that he was anything other than a bachelor. In the closing days of World War II, Braun and Hitler eventually married, and they committed suicide the following day. The Eagle's Nest was Hitler's home away from Berlin. It was situated on the Austrian border in the Obersalzburg Mountains, and it overlooked the little town of Berchtesgaden. Hitler's house was known to the Allies as the Eagle's Nest. He never called it that, though. In fact, throughout Germany, this mountain retreat, this mountain chalet, was known as Kelstein House, House on the Kelstein Mountain. Today, Hitler's vacation home is either called the Eagle's Nest or Berchtesgaden. They're used interchangeably. In today's poem, we have another example of how the title is absolutely necessary. Without the title, this poem wouldn't make much sense, at least not on a first reading. Chang trusts her readers to know who Eva Braun was, and she also trusts us to know the significance of Berchtesgaden. It was a place of spectacular mountain vistas, and it was here that war was planned. This mountain home was the nest from which a shocking evil was unleashed onto Europe. For Eva Braun, it was a place of fun and games, a place to play and ski and swim and wear nice clothes and enjoy good food. This is Eva Braun at Berchtesgaden. The lightning tucked behind cypress trees, even the crickets gone away. The phonograph with its straw voice of static and skips. Her silk robe swelled through corridors, tangles of foam curlers, lipstick, then military boots, chandelier covered by webs of cigar smoke. All evening, snow growing on the cypress, knives on china, scent of roast beef, plucks of muscle. Then the key sliding into her bedroom lock, loosened ribbons on her nightgown, his cold tongue like sponge and beef.
Poetry from Studio 47 is hosted and curated by Patrick Hicks. All poems used with permission, recorded live to tape at Augustana University and produced by Peter Folliard. Thank you for listening.